The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim. We're holding on daf Chof, and we are on the last word of the second line from the top. And we begin today with Kiyata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Boy Ilfa. You remember that we had yesterday a machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon as to what the din is with Lina on the Kiddush Adayim Raglai. So Kohen was Bekadish out of Raglav, and now it's the next morning, and there is a Muda Shachar, and the Shaila is, does he have to be Remekadish Yadav, or can he keep on going? Now Rabbi Shimon says, you keep on going for even 10 days, as far as I'm concerned, because there's no din of Lina, that would be, for instance, something was British Lee, and now stayed overnight. The moment the Amud HaShachar comes by, it's possible. That would not affect the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim itself. So today, Rav Dimi said that it's interesting that Rav Yochanan quoted a question that was raised by Ilva, that if you hold the Divrei HaOmer, Ein Lina Mo'elet B'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the question is whether it's because it's inappropriate for Kiddush to be included in the idea of Lina. Lina is only something that is said on an actual object, or is it because the mayim of the giyor itself is not something that is directly used for aveda, and lina would not be moelet even on the mei giyor itself. So therefore, the shaila is, what would be the din of the mei giyor themselves? You have now a kli sharet that was specially made to contain water. Would that water in them become pasul? Mi amrinan hani lamai. What would be the din of this water? What's the purpose of the water? Is it not for kiddush adayim v'ra? Aglaim is not the whole purpose to make hands suitable for Aveda, but those hands and feet themselves will not be possible Lina. The Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim Gufayim will not be possible Lina, so therefore the water for them should not be possible Lina. Or do we say on the contrary? The water is Kodesh B'Klishari. The only reason that it's not possible Lina for the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim itself is because there is nothing left of that water. But on the contrary, it's the water being Kodesh in a Klisharis, that like anything else that is Kodesh, would become possible. And that's the question that Ilfa raised. Kiata Ravin, now when Ravin came along, he said that even though Rabbi Yochanan quoted Ilfa as having raised the question, but nonetheless you should know that Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbami said that Rabbi Yochanan said that Hader Poshet Ilfa Kebachok Bezukach Machok Bezukach, that Ilfa himself worked out now the formula for interrelating Vimayim to the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and determined that whatever your opinion is about the din of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that will be your opinion Lagabe the Mayim in the Kiyar as well. So therefore, according to Rebbe, that Lina is Mo'elet the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, then Lina would be Mo'elet on the water in the Kiyar. According to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who says, Afilu mikan ad asara yamim, it's not Mo'el, and you can continue to be Oved, so too the Mayim in the Kiyar would not become Nifsali. Omar Lefanav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna said to Rabbi Ami, this is all being said over by Ravi. In other words, the story begins with Kiata Ravin. When Ravin came, he said, no, what actually happened was that Rabbi Ami said that Rabbi Yochanan claimed that Ilfa had already determined what the din is. And when Rabbi Ami said that in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna told Rabbi Ami, I don't believe it. Rabbi Ata Omer came? That Rabbi Yochanan said that Ilfa knew the answer? Because I know that Rabbi Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Ilfa. Hachyam Rabbi Asi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa. That a kiyor shalosha ka'o mi ba'erev mekadesh vimeno la'avadot la'avadat layla. But lemachar eino mekadesh. Now, we'll see later on that they had a machine that would lower the kiyor at night. So they press the button, the kiyor would go down, would go and become mushka bekarka, which was mavato the din of the mayim being in a klisharet, because now it became mechuber to the ground, water in the ground, and because of that, it's no longer Puzzle Bolina. But if they hadn't now pressed that button, then the Mayim in the morning would have been Puzzle. So every night they would make sure that before there was Amud HaShachar to be Puzzle Bolina, they would lower the Kiyor, wait until after Amud HaShachar, bring the Kiyor back up again, and that way they could use that water again without having to refill the entire thing. It was extremely heavy and so on. So because of that, they had a machine that would do it. And the din over there was that if they forgot to lower the kiyar, then although the water could be used anytime during the night, but for the morning, eino mekadesh. Now, what does that mean, eino mekadesh? Rabbi Yamba. Lamachar eino mekadesh, meaning in the morning you don't need to be mekadesh if you had been mekadesh at night, because there's no problem. Or on the contrary, lamachar eino mekadesh means tomorrow the din would be that it would need kiddush and you can't use it for kiddush because it's ifsilu belina. And lo poshut lomar. Now obviously we're not asking this, I'll leave it to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, of course it requires kiddush. He says that kiddush is lina is more or less for kiddush. So who is this question going according to? Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. And you're asking, is it that the water is nifsal? I'll leave it to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. I thought you just said, my dear Rebbe, you said that Rebbe Yochanan said that Ilfa said that if you hold that the Yadayim are not Nifsalot, then the Lina is not going to be Mo'el on the Mayim either. And here we're asking, I'll leave it to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, how do we read this? You don't need to be Mekadesh because after all, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds you to keep working without Kiddush, having once been Mekadesh properly. Or does it mean that you're not able to be Mekadesh without water? I thought you said, according to Ilfa, if you hold that Lina is not Mo'el, Kiddush Adam, it isn't Moel on the Mayim of the Kiyar. So I don't know what you're talking about. It's clear that Ilfa did not know Velo Poshitlan. He did not know the answer to that. But you, Umar, Kaposhitlan Mitzha, you're claiming that it was all very obvious to him and that whatever the din was on one was on the other. So I say we are still left with the question. Now how about if we go about answering the question? Okay, let's see if we can bring a raya, Tashma. We know the Mishnah says that a gentleman by the name of Ben Katin, Asah Shneimasar Dad L'Kiyor, he made 12, now Brazim, 12 little nipples for the Kiyor, so that all 12 Kohanim that required Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the Tamidas, we'll see later on, were able to be Mekadesh at one time. They didn't have to stand in line. The Afu Asam Muchani L'Kiyor, he also made the machine to lower the Kiyor, Shaloyu Meimav Nifsalim Belina. Now, who is the author of the statement that there was a need for a machine to prevent the Kiyor from being possible Belina? I am assuming, and you'll see why, but I won't let on now just to have you ask. I would assume that's going according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. And Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, even though he says Lina is not Mo'elet Bekiddush Adayim Raglayim, nonetheless says that, yep, they needed a machine to lower the Kiyor. Right? Why would you say it's Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? Why can't it be Rebbe? I knew you'd ask me that. Amina Reisha, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. This is really cute. I can show you that the Reisha of this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, in which case it only makes sense to say we'll continue according to the Lashon of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and therefore say Fanami Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Why do I say the Reisha is going Alibi Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? So now let's have a brief introduction once again to review the dinim of Tzafa and Shkita of Tzafa. Now we talked about this before. You take a look at your little map. So the question is, as you can see, the doorway to the Heichal faces towards the east. The back, of course, is up against the back when we go to the Kotel Maravi. We are on the side of the back. Of course, we're further away because Kotel Maravi is behind the line of the Maharav in Yom Gemara because it's a retaining wall to the Harabayit, not to the actual binyan. But in any event, what happens over here is that the northern side, as you can see, extends, of course, the entire way between east and west. When we know that Tzofen is the side, as we'll see later on, the Tzofen HaMizbeach, HaYerach HaMizbeach, what is considered to be Tzofen? Can we draw a line through the entire area and say that anything to the right of that line, I assume that your diagram has Tzofen to the right, so that's the standard in the Gemara here, so because we want to face the Beis HaMikdash, so that anything to the right of a line that goes through the middle of the Azorah would be considered to be Tzofen? No. That is definitely not the case. And as we'll see, one area that is certainly not the Tzafon is the area where you have the wall of the Ulam sticking out in the Eichal. There were lockers all along that wall. It was called the Beit HaChalifot. There were lockers for the Kohanim built into the outside. side of that wall where they would store the sakinim and things that they needed for shechita. That was called the Beit HaChalifot. That part is for sure not considered Yitzhafon, because you also have to be al yerech ha-mizbeach if you can't even see the mizbeach where you're standing, because it's blocked by the wall of the ulam. Then that's certainly not kosher for shechita, because it's not al yerech ha-mizbeach, any stretch of the imagination. Now, the most literal meaning to yerech ha-mizbeach would be that it would have to be on the tzofein that actually faces the wall of the mizbeach, which would mean that we would have to draw a line from the walls, the two walls of the mizbeach, to the east and to the west, draw a line to the northern side of the Azara, and that box, and only that box, would be called Tzofein, that is also Roy for Shkita, because it would be Al Yerech HaMizbeach. That's the literal explanation. It may also be that the line could be extended, perhaps, towards the Ulam and the Echal, because that area is more Mikudash, and you could see the Mizbeach from it. So maybe that's also called, even Bein HaUlam HaMizbeach. Remember we had before that Bein HaUlam HaMizbeach, according to the Shita of Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, is called Tzafon. But it's also possible that you could extend it even towards Shaar Niknar over there on the eastern side, where there were, between that opening, I assume you have a diagram that has that opening, between that opening and the Mizbeach, there were 22 Amot, 11 of which were called Makom Hiluch of Yisrael. That was the part that was closest to the Ezrat Nashim. The next 11 Amot was Makom Hiluch HaKohanim. And then you got up to the Mizbeach, and there was the area of the Mizbeach itself, 32 Amot. And then you got up to the area of Bein HaUlam Bein HaMizbeach. So the question was, how far did that line of Tzafon extend? Now, it happens to be Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's Shita that that area extends even from the wall of the Mizbeach on the eastern side. You draw your first line from that eastern wall of the Mizbeach to the north wall of the Azara, and it went all the way till the Ulam. So Bein HaUlam HaMizbeach was also called Tzafon, and it would be from a line. It happened to be that your diagrams are not necessarily correct, because the diagram shows the Mizbeach placed entirely in the south, which is not necessarily the case, but we'll talk about that later. But in any event, a line drawn straight through the middle of the Azara, starting at the Ulam and ending at the easternmost wall of the Mizbeach, is actually the correct line for the borders of the Shita Betzofein toward the northern. Now, given that introduction, let us take a look at the ratio of this mission and see that it works at Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Because we're talking here in this Mishnah about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and you will recall that Aharon HaKohen has a par chatat asher lo. And that par, he says a vidui on in his own name, in his family, the names of the, as we do on Yom Kippur, we review those viduyim one by one. And where that took place was as follows. His par was placed, paro haya omed, bein ha'ulam v'lamizbe. So Bedavka was in the extended area of Tzafon, Aliba de Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. It was not at the north, as strictly defined al Yerech HaMizbeach, by the two walls of the Mizbeach. Okay? It was standing Bein HaUlam HaMizbeach. It was standing Rosho LeDaron. It was standing with its face towards the south, its head towards the south, and then its face was bent, and on its head was bent so that it was facing the Ulam. Alright? So you had its tail to the north, its head to the south, and it's now facing, it's head on the side, towards the Ulam. The Kohen stood behind him. V'Kohen Omed b'Mizrach, so the Kohen's back now was to the Mizbeach. Panav l'Mizrach, the Kohen is facing the same direction that the animal is facing towards the Heichal to the west. Now that you have the image clear in your mind, the Kohen at that point would do the Smicha and the Vidui, and the Shkita was done immediately there, which means that it could only work if you hold that that area was a fun. The problem is that it's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon who hold that that area is a fun. And therefore, it would appear that the beginning of the Mishnah over here is going on. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Now, Man Shamet LeDiomar Bein HaUlam HaMizbeach Tzafon. Who is the author of that sheet? Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon. How do I know that? Because we have a famous writer that explains that. The Tanya. Ezehu Tzafon. What defines the northern side kosher l'shchita? Mikir Mizbeach HaTzfoni V'ad Kotel HaZara HaTzfoni. Start now at the east side of the Mizbeach, draw a line all the way to the northern wall of the Azara, the entire side, Keneged Kol HaMizbeach Kulo, and up until the west wall of the Mizbeach, that is a fon kosher shechita because it's also a Yerech HaMizbeach. So that's Kuloi Tzofein, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is the strictest interpretation of Tzofein. Rabbi Elaz, are you looking for love, Rick? Here's where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Mosif, Af Bein Ha'ulam Vala Mizbeach. Aha! Now, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, don't be so strict in your interpretation. Even if you drew the line up to the Ulam, that would also be considered to be Tzofein. So it's a much larger but. Rabbi says, even if you extended the line towards the east in the direction of Shar Nikenor, which would include Makom Radrisat Ragle Akohanim, Makom Drisat Ragle Yisrael, so you could extend it to the east. But I mean, certainly, Minach Halifot Velefnim, from the locker rooms on, which would be, as I said, the lockers were on the outside of the wall of the Ulam, where all the Kohanim had their favorite Shechita knife. You know, that's why it was called Beit HaChalifot, the name for the knife of Shechita called a Chalaf. So the Beit HaChalifot, of course, could also mean the changing room, where you change your clothes, but this is the interpretation we'll take now. So that is definitely everybody is made of that's puzzle, because you can't even see the Mizbeach from there because the wall of the Ulam gets in your way. Now, if you admit that it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who is the one that holds that the Bein HaOlam V'la Mizbeach is called Tzofein, then that means that the opening part of the Mishnah that is describing where the Kohen is standing has got to be going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So now that you're telling me that the continuation of Mishnah talks about the machine that lowered the Kiyor, then that's also Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. But if that's also Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it means that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, despite the fact that Lina is not Mo'elet on Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Lina is Mo'elet on the Me'ah Kiyor themselves. And there is your solution, QED. Huh, says Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about, right? What do you mean, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Tell me, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not Rebbe? What's wrong with you? Rebbe adds even the area towards Shar Nikenor. So what do you think? He's only adding towards the east? He's only adding going on what Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said. But he certainly didn't mean to add on what Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says. Well, why in the world would you think such a thing? Obviously, the way that we add is, the strictest interpretation is connected the walls of the Mizbeah. Broader interpretation allows up till the walls of the Ulam. That's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And the broadest interpretation is Rabbi, who includes not only what Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, but even adds the 11 and 11 Amot toward Shar Nikenor. So why do you say it's only going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? If I'm telling you it's going like Rebbe, and you're bringing me this ridiculous raya that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who has a stricter interpretation of Rebbe, must be going according to him. If anything, it's for sure going like Rebbe. What kind of raya is this? Tisra. Well, what are you trying to say? That it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, or not Rebbe? I mean, if Rebbe is ready to add, Hashta Rebbe, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, is ready to add even on, now, the first approach, even to the east. You're telling me that he's, but no, he wouldn't agree with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. He's not adding anything to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. He's only adding on Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He's extending it to the east, but not towards the, what kind of crazy story is that? And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, lo Mosif? Nah, you don't understand my points. I'm not saying that technically speaking it can't work out according to Rebbe. Obviously, the place is kosher, I'll leave it to Rebbe. What I'm saying is that it makes no sense to have the Kohen bring an animal. Bein ha'olam v'lam mizbeach. I mean, you know what animals do on TV. I mean, this is what they're going to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, we'll talk about that later. So you want to bring an animal up to the front of the Eichel for what? If you're going on the catch, Aaron, if you're going on leave it a Rebbe, you've got the entire distance of the 22 Amot that he could have had that animal stand. But Dafki's going to stand over there. Must be that it's not going on leave it a Rebbe. That's what I'm saying. It's just a question of dignity. Why would he bring the animal over here up to the Eichel? Get inside. Isaac, Daitach, Rebbe, you never thought that Afyom would be a great place to practice basketball, huh? So if you're always going to Rebbe, so then why not put the animal, B'mokum Dri Satrak Le Kohanim, B'mokum Dri Satrak Le Yisrael? Now you understand how good my Raya is? No, I still think your Raya is stupid. Because you're telling me Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you're saying it has to be put Bein HaOlam V'la Mizbeach. Excuse me, why?
Why can't it be put according to Rosenberg Shimon? At least don't put it right in front of the Heichal. Put it over to the side. Put it between the wall of the Mizbeach and the Azorim. Everybody agrees that that's okay. So you're still going to have to explain to me why the heck we bring this animal, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, all the way up to Bein Olam V'Lem Mizbeach. It's not as if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says only Bein Olam V'Lem Mizbeach is kosher. He's saying even Bein Olam V'Lem Mizbeach is kosher. So look, Moy, why don't we put the animal Bikir Mizbeach HaTzvoni from the northernmost wall of the Mizbeach Ad Kotel Azarat Tzvoni up until the wall of the Azor itself? So obviously there's another factor. Maybe you should take into consideration. What is that other factor? The factor is that Richie is dead tired. And if it isn't Richie, it's whoever is the Kohen Gadol at that time. What are you trying to say? It's Bisham Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. It's because the poor Kohen Gadol is so dead tired. Remember, they learned Daf Yomi all night long. Was he on Yuma? So obviously, this Kohen Gadol is in tough shape. So we don't want to have him have to carry now everything from. He's going to have to carry the Mizrak with the Dam. He's going to have to go all the way from Tzvan HaMizbeach, come to the Eichal, then go into the Eichal to do the Azariot in the Eichal. So we want to make life easy. We do everything in a very efficient manner. We have the whole thing engineered to maximal efficiency for the point of view of the Kohen Gadol. So if that's true, and if you hold like Rebbe, we wouldn't do that. What does this have to do with Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon? Come off it. So Achinami, Mishum Chulsha, the Kohen Gadol. Forget about now your big Raya. We'd have no reason to say it's going like Rebbe Shimon. We are still left without a Raya as to whether, according to Rebbe Shimon, Lina would be Mo'elet on the Mehakiyor themselves. We do not know. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kidesh Yadav Raglav, the Trumat Hadeshen. This is very interesting. The first thing that was done early morning was the Trumat HaDeshen. Trumat HaDeshen was a formal act of taking out one shovelful of Afer that had been burned on the Mizbeach. It was taken off of the Mizbeach, placed now to the southern side of the Kevesh, and there it would disappear. But that was a formal event that took place every morning. After that was done, they actually came to clean the Mizbeach. It wasn't a Truma, it was a cleaning. So then all the other Kohanim would go off on the Mizbeach, and they would either sweep it off to the midpoint of the Mizbeach, which was called Tapuach. They would make it Tapuach, and when that tapuach became filled with afer, then they would clear out the tapuach, take it outside of the city. It's actually a makhluk, because Rashi and the Rambam is that it was done every day. Was it only put on the tapuach? The Rambam learns that it was done daily. But in any event, the act of Trumas HaDeshen was done before Amud HaShar. It was done from the time of Krot HaGever. Krot HaGever we'll see as a machlokas, whether that means the alarm clock. It was a particular guy who would go in there and wake up. He was pretty vicious. Also, the guy would go around, would light them. They really a nice way to wake up, find your clothes on fire. Something we should try. And, or whether the Krot HaGever is the Notena Sechvivina, meaning the cock cry. Okay. In any event, the din is, should be, that if Lina is Mo'ele, on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then a Kohen who had washed his hands to be able to do the Trumat HaDeshen, as soon as he finishes, should need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. Because now, it's after the Amud HaShachar. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says something very strange. He says that if you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Trumat HaDeshen, then Lemachar, which means 3 minutes later, after the time between Krot HaGever and the actual Amud HaShachar, that would come, that's a Lemachar, you would still Eino Tzarech L'Kaddesh. You do not require the Kiddush again. Okay, I ask you, why not? Must be because he holds off Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and he's telling us that Lina is not a problem for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Except, unfortunately, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan says. He injects a very jarring note, and he says the reason for this is Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilat Avodah. That you already now had begun the day's work, and therefore it's okay. Now, I don't understand. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? If he holds of Rabbi, what's different? If you already were Mekadesh Mitchilat Avodah. Ha'amar Pasla Lina. According to Rabbi, Lina Patzels. You can't use these hands. You're going to have to go back now. Be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim. Ila Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Ha'amar Ein Tzorich Lekadesh Afilu Mikad V'Atzara Yamim. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you don't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at all. Once you were Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, just keep going. Even 10 days later. So what are you telling me? Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilah. He already did the first job of the day. And if he did that first job 10 days ago, what are you telling me? He did the first job of the day. So you're not holding like anybody. Omer Abaye, well, you're right. In a way, he's telling us something that we never knew before. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan is possibly like Rib. And Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, in this case, is only kosher mikrot hagever, as opposed to Amud HaShachar, because of the svara that he's added. Shekvar Kiddush B'Tchila La'Avodah. However, the reason that he can say that that's true, even Alibet Rebbe, is because he holds that according to Rebbe, Lina is Mo'elet, but only Midrabona. Because, in fact, if there is no real water that's left possible, Lina can't possible an idea. What do you mean it possels Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Did you do the Kiddush? You didn't do the Kiddush. If the water were here on your hands, fine, then we could talk about it. That is a psul of Lina. But Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim does not work because water is on your hands. It works because you had done it before. So obviously, it can't really be a Lina. Therefore, it's a takana drabana to keep Lina alive on the mayim of the kiyar. That's the point. So therefore, when we made this takana, the whole idea was to make people aware of Lina's effect on the mayim for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Do you think that people are really aware of the difference between Krot HaGever and Amud HaShachar? No. That's a few minutes. They're not aware of that difference. What they feel is, okay, now it's morning, we're starting today's Avoda, and we weren't gozer on those few minutes. In other words, what Rebbe held was, as long as first thing in the morning, how do I define morning? Very loosely. First thing in the morning, I do my Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, I don't have to worry about Lina. On the other hand, if I had been Mekadosh the night before or whatever, and not the first thing in the morning, then we keep alive the idea of Lina by saying that you're going to need to be re-Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim. So modi de mikrot hagever, from the time of the call of the gever, the atzafra lo pasalina. By the way, you'll notice that even in English, we use the word gever. We interrelate the cock's crow. We use the cock as a sign of an impolite way of referring to the gever of the gavra. So it's exactly the same idea. It's always the symbol of the carnival that is considered to be the gever. Therefore, we don't know for sure we're talking about literal the cock, or we're talking about the guy who is the earliest one in the morning. Lo pasalina. Rava. Rabbi says, I could go even further. Le'olam, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. You don't have to say Tony Alibet Rebbe. It could be that the same svara would be true even Alibet Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. As you're saying, I said Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says even 10 days. Well, the thing is, to see Rabbi Yochanan does not agree to passing like that element, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. What he's passing is that, in essence, Lina is not Mo'elet, the way Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon does. But since people will lose track of Lina, he paskined a new halacha, even Alibet Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that Ro'a Rabbi Yochanan Devarav bitchilat avodah v'lo b'sof avodah. It's not that he's coming to claim that this is what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon held, but I paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in terms of tchilat avodah, and I paskin like Rabbi as far as the din of Asara Yami. That's the point. For the same svar, Rabbanu wouldn't have been geyser in this way to make a difference. Either if you held that they're going to make it pasolina, so then it's pasolina, whatever lina possibly mean they weren't. They made it, didn't like it, the arisa, but not came the arisa, that I don't hold. So I'm telling you, I paskin like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that we should therefore be makel 10 days also. There's other issues to make it possible. Maybe he has a kadas, the guy can't keep his hand star for all that time. So we'll see you later on. Yes, the Gemara on this Shiarat. So now, when the other Kohanim would see the Kohen who did the first thing of the day, which was the Trumas Hadeshan, as soon as he got off of the Mizbeach, they got into action. Heim Ratzu. They didn't just schlep on over the way some people come to Daf Yomi. No, they ran because they were Zrizimen. They ran. Ratzu. Ubo. Umiharu. Oh, yes, indeed. So they really had it under control. Over here, the kitchu yadayim v'raglayim in akiyor. Now, I'm assuming that these were echav akonim that had been working there all night, and now that they've been waiting to see the time come for when they can clear off the mizbeach, and they're going to do now the rest of the cleaning, either bringing all of the ash to the tapuach or taking it off of the mizbeach if there's not room on the tapuach. Whatever. In any event, they needed to be mekadosh yadayim v'raglayim in akiyor. Now. Now, basically, you're saying that these guys, they go ahead, they do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and for some reason, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that they had at night, that's possible. The Kiddush Yadayim that they'll have now, after Amud HaShachar, will still be kosher, since it was done
Now, after the Amud kosher all day. Now, there's only one person who said that, and that, of course, is the way that Abaye understood Rebbe. So, Bishlam al-Abaye demukim la-Karebi, umod Rebbe mikrota gevrat afer lo vaselina, then fine. If you hold that Rebbe, indeed, even though he holds Belilah would have passed, but anything done after krota gevrat, then these guys would have been yotze with this very early Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and Lina wouldn't pass. But if you're going according to Rava, remember, Rava didn't change the sheet of the Tanaim. He just said that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't ready to pass in all the way like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So which Tana exactly is the one that holds that if they were working all night, then it would be kosher. But if they're Mekadosh Adayim Raglayim now, after Amud HaShachar, then it will work to be Mekadosh before Alot HaShachar. You claim that? Because it's if you're telling me it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi, indeed, then is that Krota Gevra at Safra is also going to be possible, Lina, which is the way we understood now the Psak earlier of Rabbi Yochanan. So then how many? It's not going to everybody. A Libet Rebbe, what's the point of doing the Kiddush now as opposed to the earlier Kiddush? In two more minutes, it'll be Pasal anyway, just then it was kosher up until then anyway also. So Pasalina, if it's going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need a new Kiddush because according to him, even Mikan Vada Sarayamim in Otzarech L'Kadesh.
Well, it could be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What makes you think we're talking about Kohanim that have been there all night long? Didn't say that. It just said the Kohanim were waiting until he finished doing the Trumat HaDeshen. These were brand new Kohanim, all fresh and watered and ready for the day's work. They waited until he came off the Trumat HaDeshen and then rushed to do their own Kiddush Adayim for the first time, not as a continuation of Avodat Lilayah. Rava never said that there's a shita like this. He just said that Rabbi Yochanan asked between the shita of Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon to allow that he'll pass like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but only mitchilat avodah. But there's no such tana. It's Rabbi Yochanan's personal psak. So now, okay, here's the machlokus tanoim. No, explain to me which tana this is going according to. These kohanim that had been there all night long, assuming they'd been there all night long, what are they doing over here? That they're waiting until they go ahead and they do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Here it's saying that the Kiddush of the Laila became possible. So then, how are they doing the Kiddush of Yadayim V'Raglayim? I thought Mikrot Gever doesn't possible. Fine, that's why they're doing it now. But if you hold it's going, I'll leave it to Rebbe, then obviously they're going to need the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim after Amud HaShachar. As according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, they shouldn't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at all. So the whole thing doesn't add up, not according to one, not according to the other. They could have done Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim earlier. Fine. So either it should have been earlier, or it wasn't needed at all. Answers in the Gemara, the point is that it is going Aliba, whoever you want. These are new Kohanim. Of course they're going to need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Actually goes according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, that's why they were waiting. Iboilo. Yitziyah. Mao Shetoyil B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Until now we've been discussing the din of Lina. Lina is the concept of something that had been Mekudosh in a Kli would be possible if it remains overnight once Amud HaShachar goes over it. Now, my question is, what about Yotzeh? Yotzeh is generally a tzul on something that is Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf, was taken outside of its Mechitza. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the nature of Mechitza defines everything, both in time and space. So even a thought, Chutzul Mechitza, Pasol's Aveda, either time or space violations. By the way, this goes back to the very essence of the Mishkan, because on the first day of the working in the Mishkan of the Miluim, the whole Mishkan became Kodesh through a reassertion of time-space element. That's why there was the death of Nadav Avihu that establishes the Kedusha because of that violation. That violation had been a violation of the Gvulot on Har Sinai originally, where Nadav Avihu were the ones that were Vayachazot Olim Ve'Yachlub Yishtu. It was an intellectual violation of Bechit. So we have three dargas of violation of Bechit. One of the lower level Bechit issues is the din that if something is removed from its spatial Bechit, it becomes possible. So you have something that is only kosher within the Azara. That means its universe is defined by the Azara. Take it outside, it becomes Basar Basadeh Treifa. For all intents and purposes, it's been torn out of its world. It's now possible. That, by the way, is such a beautiful abstraction that the din is that if you're shechting an animal and it has a fetus, generally the fetus is kosher, but a shechita of the mother. But suppose that fetus had stuck out a limb from its mother. So that limb had been yotzei from its mother. That limb is treif, because it's baser basada treifa. Since a fetus's universe is its mother's uterus, anything out of the uterus is also treifa with the same soul of yotzei. Remarkable then. A fascinating idea that there should be such concept as the life of pi for anything. That circle defines your world. So you're your yotzei. What happens when your motzi, your yadayim v'raglayim? Will kiddush yadayim v'raglayim become pasul by yotzei? Im tibzul abad lina lo pasul. The reason that lina doesn't pasul is because lo parish, it never ever was separated from a moment of avoda. So there's nothing really that defines a break. Ava yetziyah the party, going out creates a break. Now, Tosus learned, and the only problem of that break is asuche masach ba'avik. Once there's a break, the Kohen is no longer aware at all times, because he's not thinking of the avoda. And as we'll see later on, the continued consciousness of the Kohen is necessary when it comes to kachim. The moment that anyone loses consciousness at that moment, everything becomes hamer. So Rashi learns, this is a separate issue. There's two questions over here. There's yotze kwa yotze. Forget about what is dasin. And even if you'll tell me, yeah, but we're not interested in psulim over here, but then there's an additional issue of eschadas. Tosis doesn't like that. He says the entire point of Gemara is that the only question was eschadas, and really a psul yotze kwa yotze would not exist in something that isn't roy right now for actually doing, bringing to the mizbeach. It brings roy in that. Okay, this is a side point for us. So the question is this. Do we say, once he's yotze, he's porish, therefore suchim eschadayte, odila kivadi biyoda lachzor, or do we say that anything that can be instantly corrected, because he just needs to walk back in, why would he be Masach Daita? He goes out to take a telephone call with the intention of walking back in. Yes, he actually had his phone on vibrate when he was doing the Avoda, so as not to disturb everybody. Look at Richie looking for his phone. Look at that. Lovely. Yeah, of course, that's reasons. And therefore, it would be biyodo, it's not mesach daita. Tashma, let's bring a riot. Here it says, kidesh yadav v'ragla v'nitmu. Suppose he was mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, and they became tamei. Now, there's no such thing as only yadayim becoming tamei. Because midyoraita, you're either tamei or tahar. Your hand can't be tamei. However, the Rabbanon goes there many places, as we know, where you need the tilat yadayim, because your hands even, not because your body. So you touch notar, you touch a or you touch whatever. Lots of things make your hand tame. Now you need to go and to be notar yadayim. When it comes to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it's a completely different issue. Matzbilan, you can do a typical tefillah of the yadayim, and you don't need to be makadish from the kiyor. It's perfectly kosher, whatever is kosher for your hand. But yatsu, you think that's different? Yatsu, you don't need anything. Harein b'kedushatan. If they went out, so here you see clearly, you don't even need to be noitel yadayim, because certainly you don't need kiddush yadayim from the kiyor. Wait a minute, guys. Yatsu yadav lo kamibay. We weren't asking whether yotze pasels the yadayim. We were asking if the kohen is yotze, does his yadayim become pasel? Boy, you're not thinking right. Here it says yatsu, the hands went out. We understand there's no tool of yotze on yadayim. Our only question is, if a guy is not roy for avoda because he is currently talking on his telephone, so then, whoops, sorry, I mean, he, right now, they wouldn't do that in the other, but he himself was yotzei to talk on his telephone. So then, he would be possible. But nobody ever thought that if he fixed his hands with the telephone, outside of the Azorah, that itself would pass the hand. So this is really not a riot. Kikomi baylan yotze kol gufoma. We were asking if the Kohen himself is out of the Azorah. Okay, I'll bring you another riot. Tashma. Shalo rachut yadayim v'raglayim. Somebody who didn't do. I would say, in the mission, that's absurd. So now, what does such a person have to do? He's mekadesh b'klisharei p'nik. He has to use a klisharei, which could be either the kior or one of the other kalim that with the yuch or something, as long as it's right there. And he's mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim. Now, suppose he took a klisharei b'chut, and he did the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'chut. Or he used a regular klichol b'fnik. Or he was teva, maybe even went went to be Tevel's whole body. Now, what's the problem here? The problem here is that he was Mekadesh Yodav Bachut. But suppose he had been Mekadesh Yodav Bifnim and was Yotze Lachut. That's not the issue. It's only where the actual Kiddush took place. What you're saying that he was. So, Taima, to Kidesh Bekli Sharet Bachut. But had he been Mekadesh Bifnim and then Yatza Lachut, Avodadak Shira? Necessarily. I mean, maybe when it says Kiddush Bikli Sharis Bechutz, it doesn't mean that he walked outside. He was standing inside. He then stuck his hands outside and was Mekadesh with a Kli Sharis outside and brought his hands inside. Where over there, the psul is only the question, as you said before, I don't have any question about when he stuck his hands out. So over there, indeed, the only problem is that the act of Kiddush took place outside. Had that same act of Kiddush take place inside where his body is inside, then that's the definition of Kiddush. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about when he was standing outside. Does it say anything over here about standing outside? No. Therefore, the question stands. Okay, fine, let's even bring Yatzik Kogufo again. I don't know. Then maybe Enochinami Tabalacha. You still have that problem. Omele Rizvidler of Papa, I can bring you a raya. Over here it says, Yatzah chutz l'mechitzat chomat ha'azara. Kohen walks out from the door, from the wall of the Azara. Im lishhot, if he intends to stay any amount of significant time, he's going to require tefillah. And if he's going to stay just briefly, he doesn't need tefillah. He only needs kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Oh, my leg, well, that's a whole different case. Well, that's a euphemism. A long time means a long time in the bedroom. And a short time means a short time in the bedroom. And Achma is kidding, Gagonchi Yatza, La Sech Raglav. It's talking about a long time means that he needed to use the bathroom for a long time. A short time means that he needed to urinate. So over there, of course he needs to do Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim because he uses his hands uncleanly and therefore he actually, of course, is Mesalik the Kiddushim Yadav. So there, of course he needs to do the Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. Even in urinating, they would have to now wipe off. Remember, they did not wear a pant. Basically, we're wearing skirts, which means that even in urination, it was bound to be some drops of urine would hit their bare legs. They would have to wipe it off, called mitvah l'shafshef, and therefore the hands for sure would be no good. And because of that, you would need to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim. I'm not talking about a case where somebody uses the bathroom now, am I? I'm talking about just going out. No, that isn't the meaning. It's not a euphemism. Ha'be'edya katanila continues on to say, kolam esach raglav ta'un tefillah v'cholam etil mayim ta'un kiddush adayim v'raglayim. It says beferish. We're not looking for euphemism. It says anybody who defecates requires tefillah. Anybody who urinates requires kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So don't tell me long time in bathroom, short time in bathroom. That's not the issue. Tony Vadim Afarish. We often will have a mission that says something, and then it explains it afterwards in detail. That's all that this is. But it's not addressing simply standing outside of the Azara, and I want to know what the answer is to that. Tefillah means tefillah. Exactly what it says. We'll see later on. That was a mitzvah coming into the Beit HaMikdash. You'd have to go to the mikdash. Tashma. Pora. Rabchia Bar Yosef Omer. How about when you're doing a Poraduma? Now the Poraduma was not even done in the Azara. Where do you do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to do the Avodah of the Pora? So here we have a machlok. One man Yomer says, he's Mekadesh, Beklisharis Bifnim, and then he's Yotze. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can even do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Bachut. As a matter of fact, you can even use a klichol. You know what? You can even use a dirty, disgusting klichol. A field of Bekida Shoker. Omer Papa, I don't understand why we're bringing a riot from Pora. I mean, obviously, by Pora, since the entire work that's done with the Pora is done on Haraz Etim, what does that have to... am I going to ask you whether you need to do the Pora while standing in the Azara? What, am I an idiot? And you bring me a raya for the Pora Aduma? Of course. Solo news. I mean, at that point, why am I doing the Kiddush in the first place? You're telling me it's been done outside anyway, and really outside it would be puzzle, so why am I doing the Kiddush inside? I mean, if you're telling me, no, you got to do a kosher Kiddush, and Kiddush kosher when done inside, even when it's brought outside. So now I understand. Why do the Kiddush inside? And then, of course, I have to go outside, but that doesn't possibly Kiddush. But if you're telling me, the Tana Kama over here, the Mandiyomar over here that says that you're going to do the Kiddush bifnim and then go bachutz, I mean, that's a little silly. You're not doing anything. You might as well just do it bachutz if you hold that it's possible. That's my point. So, Iachi Lomali the Mekadesh. So why am I going through this hard? No, That's not a problem. That could be Kein Avodabim. I mean, remember, the Torah calls the Parah Aduma Chata. We'll give it whatever considerations we can give it, taking into consideration the fact that it needs to be done b'chutz. But what we can do, we can do. So as long as you can do the Kiddush Rafim, do the Kiddush Rafim. It doesn't mean it wouldn't have passed if it went b'chutz. Obviously, the animal itself would have been passed if it went b'chutz. So too, your Yardayim will be passed. So maybe, I don't know. But you can't bring me a raya from here. So we're left without a clear raya about this issue. Since I see everybody's having such a hard time with such a fun sugya, I guess we'll leave the next question until tomorrow. But I'm not happy. I'm very happy. I'm not happy that you're not happy. Not that happy? You could give me a want me worry smile. That's not what I'm looking for either. How about the make your themselves? Itself doesn't need it. It's not possible. Or on the contrary, whereas the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim itself, the water isn't present. You should know that Hadar Poshit Ilfa, Kimachloket Bezo, Kachmachloket Bezo. Omar Lefanav Regitzuk Barbisa Rebbe, Ata Omer King. Hoki Omer Abasi Omer Abyochan Mishmedi Ilfa, Kior Shalosha Ka'o Mi Ba'erev, Mekadish Mimenu only for Avodat Laila. Lamakari no Mekadish. Vavinaba, what does that mean? Lamakari no Mekadish Lot Sorech Kiddish? Or do you mean you can't be Mekadosh because it's Ifsu Belina? Velo Pashat Lot. And you're claiming, Mark, a Pashat Lot Mifshe. You claim the answer. Tashma, Ben Katina Sashneba Sardat Lakior, Afu Asa Muchani Lakior, Shlo Yumeimav Nifsalim Belina. My love, Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. Matitom, it's Rebbe. Ah, Bamita Reisha Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. Seifanami Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. Diktani Reisha. Balo etzo paro, upar hayom paro hayom eid, beno olam alamizbeach, rosho ledarom, panav lamarav, hakaleno made b'mizrach, facing the echal, back to the mizbeach. Now, man shabbat lay, the obar, that area, beno olam alamizbeach, had it in of tzofer, was because of reshit, and therefore would be the place to do the smicha. Ribbalaz, Rebbe Shimon. The tadye zeo tzafon, mikim mizbeach tzfoni, vat kotel azarat tzfoni, and only Kineged Kolam Mizbeach Kulo, that and only that is Tzofon, so claims Rios Rebbe Yehuda. Very strict interpretation. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says, no, you can even have Bein Olam HaMizbeach. Now Rebbe Mosif Af Mokom Drisat Raglei HaKohanim Umakom Drisat Raglei Yisrael, but certainly everybody agrees Min HaKhalifot VeLefnim HaKom Adim Shepasul. So that proves it. No, it doesn't prove anything. This is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Olo Rebbe. Wait, Rebbe is even being Mosif here on Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. What, you think Rebbe is only being Mosif at the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda towards the east? And not Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, lo Mosif. That's not what I mean. I mean, why would we put Paro there of all crazy places? Why don't we put it, B'makom Drisat Raglei HaKohanim, B'makom Drisat Raglei Yisrael? So what do you think? You think it's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? You could also be Lukma Mikim Mizbeach Tzvani Ad Kotel Azarat Tzvani. Why here? Elamayit Lach Lameima Mishum Chusha De Kohen Gadol. So why isn't that true? Ali B'de Rebbe also. Ochanami Mishum Chusha De Kohen Gadol. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Kideish Ad Avar Agalav Lutrumbat Adesh and Labachar Eno Tzarech Lekadesh Ekvar Kideish Mitchilat Avodah. So now who's he going according to? According to Rebbe, what's the difference? Tchilat Avodah or not Tchilat Avodah? It's before Amud HaShachar. It's possible Ina. Ila Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Omar Ein Tzarech Lekadesh Afilu Mikan Ad Asur HaYomim. Who cares if it's the first Avodah of the day or not? Omar Rabbi, no, the truth is it's Rebbe. But even according to Rebbe, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, Lina is only Rabbanan, and what Rebbe holds is that Mikrot HaGever Vatzafra Lo Pasal Lina. Rav Amar, no, he's going to Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon. It's just that he's not passing entirely like Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Ra'a Rabbi Yochanan Devarav B'tchilat Avodah V'lo B'sof Avodah. Meitri, Ra'u Echav HaKohanim Sh'yarad Ben HaMizbeach. Ve'im ratzu uvahu miyaro v'kitshu yadayim raglayim minakiyor. So now, if you hold this going to Rebbe, so everything works out fine. It's just that motor Rebbe mikrot agever v'atzafra lo pasla.
So now everything is fine over here. We're talking about over here that they can run and they can go ahead and they can do it at this point. But had they done it any earlier, indeed would have been possible. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, what do we need it at all for? So therefore, according to Rava, well, it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. And that according to Rebbe, Nikra Tegever HaTzafer would be possible, Lina. It doesn't work out according to anybody, because E Rebbe, that would be possible, Lina, even though it was after Krot HaGever. And Eil Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, Amar Afilu Mikan Vad Asar Yamim, and Atzarech Lekadet. Well, it could be it's Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. And who's to say they had done the Avodah before? Maybe they just woke up. Bekon Echadet. Iboilu. And therefore Yitzia shouldn't be pasal. Well, maybe the lo parish, avo Yitzia, where he's parish completely from the avodah suchi mesachdaite. Or do we say that's not called parish because it's biyodol achzor, and therefore lo masachdaite. Tash makidish yodav raglov and nitmu matbilan, but ain't sort of kaddish. Yatsu arim bikdushatan. Wait. That's yatsu meaning yadav. I never asked you about that. Look at me, Bailam. My only question was, Yotza Kogufoma. Now, come and address that question. Toshma, Shalorach Utsadayim Raglaim, Mekadish Bekli Sharet Bifnim, but Kidesh Bekli Sharet Bachutz, O Bekli Chol Bifnim, O Shetaval Bemei Ma'aravi Avad, Avodato Psula. So you see, the only problem is it was Mekadish Bekli Sharet Bachutz. But had he been Mekadish Bifnim and just been Yotze Lachutz, Avodato Kshera? Not necessarily. Maybe over here he's standing bifnim. And the meaning of Kiddush B'Kli Sharis B'Chutz Echidami is going to Afik Yodav Levar V'Kiddush. Ava Yatzah Kogufo is still a question. Tibar Yilacha. Omele Rizvidler of Papa Tashma. Yatzah Chutzun B'Chitzat Chomat Ha'azara. Im Lishot Ta'un Tvila. Im Lefisha. He only needs Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But he does need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Doesn't mean that he was just Yotze. It means he went to the bathroom. No, it doesn't mean that. That's the rest of the Mishnah. So, Tony Vader Mefarish. Well, Teshma. Para, Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef, Rabbi Kaddish, Bikli Sharis Bifim, Vyotze. Rabbi Yochanan, afilu bechutz, afilu bechol, afilu mekidesh acheres for that matter. Amr Papa, what kind of raya is that? Shani pora, hovachol maaseh bechutz, then lo pasal b'yetzia. What's the point of the kiddush, for God's sake, if you're going to leave it to Rabbi Bar Yosef? Kein avodat pnim.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on Maseches Zevachim. We got up to Chof Omen Aleph. We're on the second line from the top. Yasser of Dimi Omer of Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, "Boy Ilfa." The Divrei HaOmer Ein Lina Mo'elet B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. We saw yesterday in the Machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon as to whether Kiddush Adayim Raglayim can become possible Lina. So if a person had done the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the night, let's say, and the next morning, according to Rabbi, he requires a re-Kiddush. Because lina, just like the way lina passels the meat of Kodesh, it also passels anything that was b'kodesh, including Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds there's no lina at all. Now here the question that was raised was if you hold that lina is not mu'elas b'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, make your mahushi paslu. The question is whether that concept would extend even to water that's in the kiyor itself. Because Vishleim, I understand that the concept of an act of Kiddush being possible, Lina, there's no water there anymore. It's very much an extension of the idea of Lina, which is generally a halacha on a chetzah that was Mekudash, right? But what about the water itself? I mean, after all, the kiyar is a kli sharis. The water in the kli was mekudesh b'kli. Normally, lina is effective against something that was mekudesh b'kli. So if you hold that the hands are not mekudesh, but maybe the water, at least, is mekudesh the way that everything else is mekudesh, that will possibly lina. So do you hold that even though the lina doesn't possibly adayim, but it would at least parts of the water in the kiyar. Mi amrina, do we say, hane lamai, makidish adayim raglayim? What is the whole purpose of this water? Purpose of this water is only for kidish adayim raglayim. So if kidish adayim raglayim gufayim a parts of the lina, means that the very thing that the water is needed for doesn't become nifsal b'lina. So therefore the water that is makadish does yadayim is not included in the din of lina. Adilma, kivan de kadish v'hu v'kli sharis, nifsal. Do we say it's the same as anything else that is makadish v'kli sharis? It becomes possible b'lina. Ki yasa ravin, am rabi yirmi, am rabi ami, am rabi yochanan. So when ravin came, he quoted now Rabbi Yochanan as saying that although Ilfa originally, and was Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as bringing the Abaya of Ilfa, even though Ilfa originally had asked this as a question and left it hanging, but Hadar Parshat Ilfa subsequently came to the conclusion that Kimachloket Bezo, Kach Machloket Bezo, whatever the situation is, Lagabe, the din of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, whatever you hold, if you hold like Rebbe that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim becomes possible as a Kasbach Lokas Pazu, you would hold that about the Mayim and the Kiyar. But if you hold like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who holds that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim does not become possible enough, so too the water in the Kiyar does not become possible enough. So Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Bisna was there and heard this said over. And he says, Rebbe, Atal Merkein, that's what you hold. Hochi Omer of Asi Omer of Yochanan Mishmei B'Ilfa. I only know that the Maisa was, that Rebbe Yochanan quoted Ilfa, as saying that Kiyor Shalosh HaKa'omi Be'erev Mekadish Mimenu La'avod Azlaila Lomachra Inu Mekadish. A Kiyor that was not lowered, not Lamaisa, they used to have a mechanism, and it was called the mechanism, the Muchan. That's where the word Mechonah comes from, actually, the Mechonot that were made. So there was a mechanism that would lower the Kiyor to underground into a bore that was fed by a Mayan. And that way the water in the Kiyor would become batal to the Mea Mayan, and would no longer be Nifso Belina. Because they were no longer Mayim that were Mekudash and Beklin. The next morning, they would turn on the elevator, would lift up the Kiyor, and then the water would be re-Mekudash in the Kiyor. Now, if somebody, it says over here, and it's not clear, it says if the Kiyor wasn't lowered as it normally was in the evening, then you can be Mekadash with it. If you were Mekadash earlier, for the avoda of the night, and the next day, ain't on Mekadosh. Now that could mean two things. It could mean the next day you can't use it to be Mekadosh because the water was possible, you know? Or it could mean the next day you wouldn't have to be Mekadosh or Yadayim because Yadayim are not Tzilas Belina. I mean, is it not clear? So indeed, Havinan, but we ask, so what did Ilfa mean? Does it mean Lamokrein Mekadosh meaning the Lord Sarek Lekidosh? You don't need to be Mekadosh Adayim Raglayim because having once been Mekadosh the night before, you can, as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, continue with that same Kiddush for the next 10 days if you want, as long as you continue to utilize the Kiddush for the Avodah. Or, Odilma, maybe it means that the Mayim in the Kiyor became Pasul, and therefore what was meant was, Lamocher Eino Mekadosh Eino Yochol Lekadosh. In which case, some could tell me, Adilma Yitzur Belina, that the water became possible Belina. Velo Parshat Lan. He quoted Ilfa, Rabami. I mean, he didn't know whether it meant one way or the other way. Now, you're saying it was double Parshat, but that's what it meant. Umar Parshat Lan. No, I don't know. You're saying that according to Ilfa, Kimachlokas Bezu, Kach Machlokas Bezu. I mean, certainly, in the meaning of that you wouldn't have to be Mekadesh would be going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I mean, according to what you're saying, it should simply say if you'll fail kibachok bezu kach bachok bezu. So he should say that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it certainly is not going to be possible. And the only possible meaning is that lemachar in a tzarek l'kaddish. That certainly don't need it to tell me according to Rabbi. I mean, if Rebbe holds that the Yadayim are possible to Kiddush, Koshik in the mind is going to be possible to Kiddush. And all along we were asking, even if you're the group of Elizabeth Shimon, what would you hold about the mind, you see? Tashma, so let's see if we can bring a Raya Lamaisa. Ben Katina Tashnema Sadat Lakiyor. We know that Ben Katina, one of the things that Ben Katina, there were a number of things that he had been, he was mostly 12 different spigots for the kiyor, which were the number of kohanim that needed to be mekadesh yadayim reglayim bevat achat, so that there shouldn't be any waiting. So he had 12 spigots on the kiyor. Af u'asam muchani lekiyor. Not only that, he put on the machine that allowed the kiyor to be lowered at night, and the purpose of that machine was shelo yumayim av nifsalim belina, in order that the water in the kiyor shouldn't become pasul belina.
Purpose, not just to refill it.
Yeah, it was a specific purpose. So then, I mean, who is that going according to? My love, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Lechot is going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim itself is not possible, Lina, and nonetheless, the Mayim would be possible, Lina. So Lechot, you see from here that the Mekiyar, even like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, are possible, Lina. Says Igmar, what makes you think it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Maybe really that whole mice and the mishnah is going to Rabbi. Lo, Rabbi. Well, how can you say that? I'm going to raise you, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Say Vanami, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The ratio of this mishnah is clearly going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. How do I know that? The Ketani ratio, this is all part of the Seder of the Aveda of Yom HaKippurim, where this is mentioned. Now, the ratio says that the Kohen was Bolo Eto Paro. He came now to the par of the Kohen Gadol. Uparo Hayao made Beno Olam Vala Mizbeach. Now here's the crucial point. The par of the Kohen Gadol was placed standing between the area of the Ulam of the Hecha and the edge of the Mizbeach that was facing to the western side. And then the head was bent, although its back was facing the north, and its head was facing the south. Its head was bent l'ma'arav. Yeah. Its head was bent l'ma'arav. Okay? Now the Kohen stood in the Mizrah, facing Ma'arav, in back of its head. And then he would put his hand on his head to say the Midu Yitzhak. But what's important to us is the fact that the par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. In order to do the Shechita on this par, which was done immediately now after the Smicha, it would have to be the Tzafon. Correct? Because the Din is all Kashi Kashi and can only be Shech for the Tzafon. Now that means that obviously the author of the Mishnah holds that the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam was also considered to be Tzafon. Now, the reason that it has anything to do with Tzafon, since that's an issue of east-west and not north-south, between Ulam and Mizbeach, remember that the Seder of the Azara is from east to west. Because when we're in the western wall, we're in the back of the Azara, and then the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam is an area running east to west. Right? So what does that have to do with north? What it has to do with north is that since it says Ayerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, Ayerach HaMizbeach Tzafona means that there's two requirements. It has to be Tzafona. So that would be the northern part of a line that you would draw east to west. But it also has to be Ayerach HaMizbeach. This seems to say Ayerach HaMizbeach would mean that only the area between the northern wall and the northern part of the Mizbeach would be the kosher place for Shechita, which is both Tzafon and Ayerach HaMizbeach. And yet over here it's saying it doesn't have to be. Al Yerach HaMizbeach, literally. And that Bein HaOlam HaMizbeach is also considered to be Tzafor. Right? Now who is the author of that sheet? The author of that sheet happens to be Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Which means that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In which case, what it says after that, that there was a machine that lowered the kiyor in order that it shouldn't become possible, that was also going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, in which case we can prove that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that the may kiyor possible belina, which was the solution to the question that we had raised. What would be the din if you hold that the Yadayim are not Nitzvot Belina, with the water in the Kiyor be possible Belina? We seem now to have proven that it would be possible Belina. Now let's take a look at that inside. Now, says the Gemara, since the Mishnah says that the par was Bein Olam HaMizbeach, Mat Shamat Levi Yomar Bein Olam HaMizbeach Tzafon. Who is the man Yomar who says that our Yerach HaMizbeach can include even the area between the Olam and the Mizbeach, as long as you can see the Mizbeach from there? That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Tanya Ezel Tzafon. But because we know that it's, we speak out three sheetahs about the issue of what's Tzafon. The first sheetah is the sheetah of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, Ezel Tzafon Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni Va'at Kotel Azarat Tzfoni, and only Kenegar Kolam Mizbeach Kulo is Tzafon. So it's only the area, if you would draw now two parallel lines stretching from the edges of the Mizbeach, the east on one side and west on the other side, and going all the way to the northern wall, that area included within those two parallel lines, and only that area is called Tzafon. Now obviously that doesn't work according to this Mishnah, because here it says Bein Olam HaMizbeach, you were going to check the power, and according to this Mishnah that's not Tzafon. Now comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and he says, who's Mosif Av Bein Olam HaMizbeach? So that means that you don't need now your parallel lines between the east and west parts of the Mizbeach. The line begins at the east side of the Mizbeach, but it ends at the actual bias itself. So that means that the Ulam Mizbeach is also considered to be so. Ah, that's our Mishnah. The Par was standing between Ulam Mizbeach. Rebbe adds, Af makom drisat ragle ha-kohanim makom drisat ragle Yisrael. Even the area to the east of the Mizbeach, the northern part of the Azorah, anywhere along a line that would be drawn from the mid part of the Azorah east to west, even if it's in front of the Mizbeach, meaning that it's to the east of the Mizbeach, is also considered to be Tzafon, even though that place is not as Mekudash. And that's an area where Kohanim tread and Yisraelim tread, even though they're not involved in the Avodah. Huh? So, okay, so he's motive there too. But, Min HaChalifot, V'lefim HaKol Motiv Shefasur. Everybody is motive that Bein, if you have an extension behind the Chalifot, Chalifot means exactly what we use today for the word of Chalif. Chalif is the sacking. Because in Aramaic, the word for a sacking is a chalif, because it's machalif, between life and death. If you say the mishtamish betaga chalif, it's chalif, it's a shechtes. The Beit HaChalifot, they used to store the knives in lockers. And the lockers were recessed into the extension of the ulam. Remember that there was a porch in front of the bayis. That porch extended on either side of the bayis outwards. The back of that porch, there were lockers, and each mishmar had the place where it stored its favorite chalafs. Now, that area behind the lockers was definitely not considered to be tzafon. Why? Even though it was tzafon. Why? Because everybody's money has to at least be able to see the Mizbeach from where you're shepherding. Because it says, Al Yerach HaMizbeach. But when you're behind the Beit HaChalifot, you can't see to the front. So Mamela, that area is definitely not considered to be Tzafon, according to all sheetahs. Of course, we only have three sheetahs. So according to Rebbe, the entire Azorah up until the Beit HaChalifot, the northern part of the Azorah, is considered to be Kosher Shechitah. According to Rebbe Yehuda, which was the opposite sheetah, the only part that was kosher was the part that was directly parallel to the Mizbeach itself. two lines drawn from either edge of the Mizbeach to the northern wall. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you also have the area of Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach. That's since our Mishnah says that the power of the Kohen Gadol was Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach. It's mashma, it's going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, I understand. Well, how is it mashma? It's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's crazy. But this is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he's below Rebbe. But what are you saying? I mean, the only two shitas that we were worried about, is it going according to Rebbe, that the Kiyor would be possible if it wasn't lowered, or is it going according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? According to Rebbe, obviously the water in the Kiyor would be possible, because Rebbe holds that even the water that was used on your hands that are no longer there is going to be possible. Of course, the water in the Kiyor is possible, right? So you were trying to say, well, it can't be Rebbe, because after all, it's Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach. For God's sake, Rebbe is the most cow who got it softened. Rebbe's not saying Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach isn't softened. Rebbe's saying even the area to the east of Mizbeach is softened. Koshikin, the area of Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach is softened. So how are you bringing a riot that this is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and not Rebbe? What's the matter with you? So you hold that it's Rebbe. Ask the Rebbe, are the Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Shimon, are the Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yisrael, are the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Lomosif? What do you think? That when Rebbe is adding the Mokum Drisus Ragla Yisrael, the Mokum Drisus Ragla Kayami, he's adding that to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But he holds that Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach is not Kaddish. But obviously, Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach is the easiest thing to be Kaddish. Much more than a Mokum that's not as Mekudash, because it's a place of Drisa, even for Yisrael. So of course Rabbi is being Maisi. Rabbi includes, he's subsuming in his extension of Tzafein, the din of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So how in the world could you possibly prove that this is going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not Rabbi? Rabbi also has been along with him as Beath as kosher for suffering. No, you missed the point. Missed the point completely. And then Haki Kamina, what we're saying is like this. If you hold it's going according to Rebbe, so you talk to Rebbe, why would the par be put, the chalal, Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach? Look, v'b'makom drisat ragle kohanim, v'b'makom drisat ragle Yisrael. Why would we want to put the par of the Kohen Gadol there? Why don't we put it right where you walk in? Because certainly, it's not a mila to have an animal, Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach. We have the whole problem. One of the reasons that we put it this way is that in case of any droppings, it shouldn't be facing the towards the Shechina and so on. I mean, why bring an animal up? Shechted in the front part of the Azar, not close to the Hefa. And then let the Kohen bring the down into the Hefa. I mean, so therefore, must be Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who holds that first part of the Azara is in kosher for Shechita because it doesn't have a din of Sofer. That was what we meant. And if that's true, so what are you saying? Elamai, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, he says, it's just going good, Rebbe Shimon. I mean, according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, you can still ask, why do I bring it all the way up? I know I'm going to say, why don't I put it between the wall of the Mizbeach to the north and the wall of the Azar? At least that way it's not up against the Hefa. See, that's the same question. So obviously there's another factor that you're not taking into consideration. What's that other factor? So look, my Mikira, Mizbeach, Tzvaniya, Kotel, Azar, Tzvaniya, Lamai, Tzvach, Lamayra. What's the other factor that you've been ignoring? We are concerned, but by the fact that Kohen Gadol has to do everything on his own today. It's a tough day. It's a tiring day. And he's fasting. And the last thing we need is for the Kohen Gadol to collapse on us and to faint. So we always try to do whatever we can to make things a little bit easier on the Kohen Gadol. Fine. So we bring up the par, Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach. According to Rebbe, it would be a good thing to do this also, no? Because you can't prove that that's Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So then, Hakanami, even according, if it's going according to Rebbe, the reason that we don't check that Bein HaOlam v'LaMizbeach is Mishum Choshev, Kohen Gadol. I don't understand what your point is. You haven't proven anything, so we don't have a riot from here. Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Kidesh Yada Varaglav, the Trumat Hadeshen, the Makarin Atzarek Lakadesh, Kla Kidesh Mitchilat Avodah. Now, this is a very disturbing statement. Very disturbing statement. We've had two Shitas. Rebbe Shita is, Lina is Maya. Comes now daybreak, you need to be Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim again. I don't care when you were Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, I don't care when you were Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim. As long as you were involved, you didn't go out, it's still considered to be the same Kiddush Yadayim they're going 10 days later. Even if your hands didn't get ruined, you could continue using it. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and sticks his head here in an issue between two Tanoim, Rebbe and Rabbi Lazarus, and makes a statement that makes no sense according to either of them. He makes a statement which says that if a Kohen was Makadesh, Yoda Viragla, to do the Trumat HaDeshen, and the Trumat HaDeshen was done before sunrise, the first thing done in the morning, pre-morning, basically. And therefore, as soon as sunrise comes along, if you hold like Rebbe, you're going to need to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. If you hold like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, what's the difference when it's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Maybe 10 days it was Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But Rebbe Yochanan says, no, since it was Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it's Lak Avodah, therefore it's kosher, which makes sense according to neither Shita. Because according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, it has nothing to do with Mitzilat Avodah. And according to Rebbe, it doesn't happen with Mitzilat Avodah. Bottom line is, Lina is my own. So as soon as sunrise comes, you're going to have to go now and redo it. Ask the Gemara, so who is he going according to? Maman. Ila Rebbe, what was he making the statement according to Shita Rebbe? Alma Pasla Lina. Rebbe knows you're going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after the sun comes up. Ila Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. And if it's going according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, why does Rebbe Yochanan say, because he began the day after all with a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? And if he didn't begin the day, and if it was from 10 days ago, so he's not going according to any Shita. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, I'll tell you what, he's telling us a big Kiddush. The truth is he's going according to Rebbe. But let's face facts. I mean, the din of Lina on the Yadayim, it's an extension of the normal halakha of Lina. Lina doesn't apply to a kashrus of your body. Lina applies to a dover that was makudish and a kli. So that extension is a Rabbanan extension that we're making. So that, the Rabbanan, they were makbid on it because they were afraid that people would come to be mezalzel in Lina if they could just keep acting. Okay. So what's the whole point of the Takana? Not to get confused about Lina. They're mighty that we don't make that Takana in the time between quote HaGevra v'Yad Safra. The Trumat HaDeshen was done from quote HaGevra. Quote HaGevra, somehow locus in Yuma what quote HaGevra is, whether it's a reference to the person who would go around waking people up, or whether it's the cock's crow, meaning literally, right? But in any event, it's before technical day rise. Okay. But since people are not medactic in their minds, that's the morning. You wake up, you go, and you're Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim. You're not going to now be Mezalzel and Lina if we don't make you be Re-Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim. So even according to Rebbe, who holds that Lina is Mayeles, there's Mayda that from Kreis HaGevra till actual daybreak, there's no din of Lina. They weren't crazy or din of Lina, no pasul Lina. So therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan, that's good for the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even though we pass from like Rabbi, that Lina is Mayalas, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Afalpikain, if you did the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from Kreis HaGevra, in order to be the one who's made him as Hadeshem, you do not need to be Rimekadosh Yod HaBarak. That's how, at least, Abaye sees it. Rabbi says, Le'aylam, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So, you ask, if it's going to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Lina is not Me'elas at all, so then what's Rabbi Yochanan saying, Shekla Kiddush Mitzkilas Aveda? What do you need that for Mitzkilas Aveda? Oh, because you see, Rabbi Yochanan, Dvarav Bitzkilat Avodah, Rabbi Yochanan, saw that it makes sense to say the halacha legabe tchilas avoda. If a person was mekadesh for avodas hayom, there's not going to be a din of lima. But to go so far as to say that it was mekadesh the night before for avodas halayla, that it should help for another day, that he didn't feel we should pass to like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. So indeed, Rebbe Yochanan is telling us a shita of his psak. And he Parkins like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon when it comes to Tchilas Aveda. But not when it comes to an extension 10 days later because you happen to be doing Aveda some other time. That we wouldn't have said. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Miyam Yisrael. Beisve. And we have a problem here. See what happens when you spend your time getting water instead of listening to the Gemara. No, we'll talk about Sherutim soon. We'll soon see. Meisve. Ra'u echava kohanim shiarat. So now, if we continue over with the Seder Ha'avayda and Tami, so it says over there, as soon as his brothers see the one who is Meir Mesadeshin coming off in the Mizbeah, Vayim Ratsu Ubo, they now run up the Mizbeach, Miyaro V'kitchi Adayim V'aglim in Akiyor. They have to now get themselves ready to complete the Avodas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin was really only the beginning, because then came the Hutzas Hadeshin, and sweeping the top of the Mizbeach, bringing all of the Deshin to the Tapuah, when they've been taken off. Now, the problem is, Bishlema, if you're going to tell me that this is going according to Rebbe, which is the way Abaye learned Rebbe Yochanan. So Bishlema la Abaye, demukilok Rebbe, he learns that Rebbe Yochanan was going according to Rebbe. And therefore, as a general rule, Rebbe is made that there's no problem of lina mikreis hagever atzaf or loikos, that was Rebbe Yochanan's kiddush, according to the way Abaye was learning, then the Mishnah would be going according to Rebbe. A money ready. But if you learn like Rava, Rava learned that Rabbi Yochanan was going according to Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon. Aval Rabbi Mikreis HaGevrat Safra Pasla Lina. According to Rabbi, Lina would pasl even Mikreis HaGever. Because if you don't hold the Rabbi's Kiddush, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, we never find that Rabbi is Mechalef between a Lina that affects Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim done the night before, or Lina that affects Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim done from early this morning. There's no difference between them. So according to him, we'll have to say that this Mishnah can't be going according to Rebbe, because this Mishnah says that the other Kayanim are going to go and be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim for the Aveda that they're doing during the course of the day, even though it's before daylight. So according to him, Aman e Rebbe, if it's going to Rebbe, possible Lina, their hands are going to become possible. And if it's Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, what do we need for them to go and run to be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim? I mean, if we assume that the Kohanim that we're referring to are Kohanim that have been there all along, that's the assumption we've been making here. I mean, otherwise, it's nothing to discuss. So if they're Kohanim that were here all along, and they were working at night, so it's going like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, so what do you need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for before at all? In a Zarg L'Kaddish. Answers the Gemara, Le'olam K'Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon. The Mishnah would well be going, according to Rava, like Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon. V'achumayat kidim b'kohani chadatei. And would be referring over here to kohanim who were not busy at night, but who came now fresh into the Azar. By the way, Taisus is bothered a little bit on Amid Aleph by Bekwal. Who are these Kohanim? I mean, L'chayr, we shut the Azara down at night. The pastors, we don't have Kohanim, at least it seems from the Mishnah, that there are no Kohanim that were working there at night. Because maybe the reference over here is the Kohanim that slept over in the Beis HaMoked, in the area that wasn't the Kiddush, with the Kiddush of the Azara, so they had cots there along the wall, up along the walls, that the Kohanim would sleep in. If you hold that the Heschadas won't pass, we'll see this issue later on, so then they would be Kohanim that still their Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, I'll leave it to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, would be meaningful. Maybe that's who we're referring to. But in any event, once we answer that we're talking about new Kohanim, meaning Kohanim that are coming from out of state, so okay, they certainly require Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, so it's no problem if you go in according to going to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Okay, we have a number of different psulim when it comes to meat. We have the psulina, we discussed the psulina. We have a psul of yotze, which means bosa, that's yotze chutzim lefisasa. We have a psul of tuma. Now, we'd like to know We see there's a machlokus about the effect of lina on the kiddush adam raglayim. What about the effect of yodze on kiddush adam raglayim? Somebody who leaves the azora, when he comes back in, does he require a new kiddush adam raglayim? Imtim zilama lina lo pasla. I mean, okay, let's say that you hold Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. And Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says lina is not moelis. Okay, but that would be the lo parish. That's because he never really was separated from the Azorah. I mean, the point is the guy was in the Azorah the whole time. And even though he may not have been actively involved in doing the Avodah, which is what we said could be the case, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, but nonetheless, he's always in the Azorah ready to be over. He was never Purish completely from the Avodah. Lashenkin over here, once the guy leaves the Azorah, I mean, obviously, he is Mesiach Das, right? I mean, he's certainly not going to be obeyed outside of Beis HaMikdash. So that's called, like, Ezech HaDaz, Ezech HaDaz, Pasos Yir Yadayim. Odilma came into Biyodo Lachzor, Lo Masach. What do we say? Since at any point he could turn around and go back in and do the Avodah, so why would he be Mesiach Das from his Yadayim? He wants to do the Avodah. Tashma, we'll bring you a riot. It says like this, Kidei Shiyad HaVaragla V'nitmu'u Madbilan V'ein Tzerk. The Kaddish. Yotzu Arein B'Kedushata. So somebody was B'Kaddish out of Aragla. Now, they became Tomei. So you put them in a mikvah, but you don't need to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And if they were Yotzei, it says also, Arein B'Kedushata. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to put them in a mikvah. You don't have to do nothing. So there's your answer. So that's not an answer. That's referring to a case where the Adayim were Yotzei. He stuck his hands out of the door. So they're now not in the Azara. We weren't talking about a case like that. We were talking about a case where the Kohen was Yotzei. Whether he was Mesiach Das, that's the issue. So that's, we never asked about a case where he's still standing there and he shaykh through the Avodah by pulling his hand in. I mean, that's not that way. What can I ask about the shaykh? The guy is in the Azara. So Yotzu, Yodov, Lokami Barilon. Our question didn't revolve around the case of his hands being extended. We were wondering what the din is when the Kohen himself walks out. And that Yama brought me a riot. Yeah. Tashma. Shalom Rachutz. The truth is, I mean, it's a point that Moshe Boruch just raised, is it only as a Hadas? It seems clear from the Gemara that that's the only issue. The point, however, is that Rashi, when he introduces the question of Yaitse being Mayo, compares it to the din of Yotzei in general. Is there a din of Yotzei, the Chalal? Tosfos says that makes no sense. And even as an introduction to the Abaya, it doesn't seem to make any sense to talk about Yotzei, because Yotzei doesn't even work for something that no Avodah has been done with, even if it was Makudish B'Kli, it doesn't work. So how could we possibly think that Yotzei would be a psul over as a technicality of Yosei without coming on Ezech HaDas? The Tosfos learns from beginning to end, the whole sugi was only using the word Yosei as a key to Ezech HaDas, not really Yosei. No, since he was Yosei, is it Ezech HaDas? Which is in the, you know, it's just sort of borrowing the concept of Yosei. However, at the end of Tosfos, he points out that those things that don't have the Chalal and Aveda that can be done with them. Over there, let's say Chavitei Kohen Gadol. What are you going to do with Chavitei Kohen Gadol? After your Mekadosh and Bekli. Remember that they were brought completely. There's no Kenisa. The whole thing is brought in the Mizbeach. The whole thing is brought in the Mizbeach. There's no Aveda. You're telling me that there's no Psul Yotzi by Chavitei Kohen Gadol. I've heard of such a thing. So Tosfos suggests that maybe on those things that don't have anything further that can be done with them, maybe Yotzei would be Mayo. In which case, maybe that's what Rashi was referring to when Rashi compared this to the din of technical Yotzei. But it's clear that we immediately have Charatz with that anyway, because we start now being Taylor the Sugya in Ezech HaDas and only in Ezech HaDas. So Tashma says, come on, let's take a look if we could bring a riot. It says over here, a person who had not yet washed his hands and feet, Mekadosh B'Klisharis B'Fnim. He has to be Mekadosh out of Araglav, Dafka from a Klisharis inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that we learn out from the Pasuk of the Kiyos. Suppose he was Mekadosh with the Klisharis B'chutz. Let's say he takes one of the Klisharis, fills it up with water. Later on we'll see you can use any Klisharis to do Kiddush HaDayim Regalim. You don't have to use the Kiyos. So if he takes out a Klisharis, or he uses a Klichol B'fim, so that there was no use of a Klisharis at all, or for that matter, Shetavah B'mei Mara, he went ahead and he was faithful in the mikvah. Avad, Avadat Otsila. He then goes in and does the Avodah, he passels his Avodah as if he had never, we don't say just because he was faithful, that certainly is as good as Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. It's not certainly as good. Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim is a special thing in a din of Klisharis specifically. Alright, so now, the implication is very clear. Why is it possible? Because he used the act of Kiddush b'chutz. But suppose he had done the act of Kiddush b'fnim and took his yadayim b'chutz. That's not a problem. Because otherwise, what do you got to tell me if the guy was Mekadosh b'chutz? Even if he was Mekadosh b'fnim, if he had walked outside, he would have caused him his yadayim. So if you're telling me that the only problem is that he was Mekadosh his hands b'chutz, then obviously you're implying that had he been Mekadosh his hands b'fnim, the being b'chutz was not an issue. Okay? So that's the solution. Being b'chutz is not an issue. Hakish b'fim v'yatza, but that's akshera. No, but over here also, maybe kiddush b'chutz means sticking your hands out and being makadosh. Not that you move your whole body b'chutz. In which case, fine, we were agreed that if you stick out your hands, they vada don't become possible. And here's Tony, but if you stick out your hands and do the Kiddush b'chutz, it's not a kosher Kiddush. Fine. It's not a kosher Kiddush. Mashma what? That if you stick out your hands, they'd be kosher. That's right. We already agreed to that. Our question is, if you move your body out, what's the din? How are you going to prove from here a din about moving your body out? It doesn't say you moved your body out. It only says you were Mekadosh Yadayim b'chutz, right? So, here you done it, going to Afik Yadav Labar v'Kiddush. You still have to ask, what's the din of Yotze on his whole body? I'll bring you a raya. Toshma. Yatza chutz mefitzat chomat ha'azara. Somebody, a kohen, who walks out of the mefitzat ha'azara, im lishhot, if he plans to stay out there, to'un tzvila. He needs to go to the mikvah. Im lefisha'ah, if he's going out briefly, Tom Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Oh, see, for going out briefly, you need Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Amalei. She said to him, you know, I see you don't understand the sugya until we slap it in your face. And this was a euphemism over here. When it says he went out, it means he went out to go to the bathroom. Oh, my eskinan. If you're going to Yatsam, he said, Yatsam Lishhot. He went out for a long time. Means Yatsam HaTzech Raglav. Going out for a short time means he was Yotzim HaTumayim. That's what we're saying. It's just a nice way of saying it. So over there, okay, that passes the din of your Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Yes, that's true. Because over there, your Yadayim become dirtied. That everybody agrees if your Yadayim become dirtied, that of course you need Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. That's not the point. We were at Istan, you walked out. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. How can you say that's what it? That it means you went to the bathroom. Well, the Mishnah continues to say, so what? I mean, the Mashnah that the Reisha was not talking about going to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom was mentioned separately. No, it's a tani vada mefarish. Just in case there's somebody who doesn't get the message, we explain the klal more directly. Yeah, but it doesn't take the place of Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. If you need to go to the mikvah, we understand that you also need Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Yeah. Just like the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, he's tayvol, and he needs still Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim every time he changes his clothes. Tashma, let's see if we can write it from here. Torah, how does Torah do that? Now, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef says, you need to be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, the Klisharis B'fnim. So you go to the Kiyori, Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim, and then you go with the Pora to Har HaZeisim, to do the Avodah. Now, obviously, if you're going to go with the Porat Aras Eish to do the Avodah, then the Kiddush of Ayin Raglan doesn't become possible Yotze. So there is your answer. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even need Kiddush of Ayin Raglan by Porat. You can wash your hands even b'chutz, even with a kli chol, for that matter, even with a piece of garbage, a makidah shoferet, which we use for the para. Omer of Papa, what does that prove? I mean, the whole din of para, shani para, of a choma, asel, b'chutz, the din of para is that it's not done in the Yazorah, obviously. Yetziya is not going to possibly be a dying if the whole para isn't possible b'chutz. So what's the point then? I mean, what's the point of doing kiddush adam raglayim b'tzmiim? If anyway you're telling me that all of the avodah of the par is bachutz, and make up your mind. So Yochel Lomeli the Makani. So why are we doing the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Bifneim? Because Ke'in Avodah Be'in. Look, anyway, we treat it in whatever respect we can as a real avodah, but obviously we're not going to parcel it when it's not parcel bachutz. Okay, so we're left here with this issue not completely resolved. The din of Lina, the din of Yotzei. How about the din of Tuma? How about if your hands become tame? Are they going to be nifsalites and require a new kiddush adayim raglayim? Im tim zolam yitzia lo pasul. You're going to tell me, well, I mean, yitzia even maybe doesn't pass. Okay, yitzia. That's because the gavra chazi, the man himself, has no problem. Avolhocher, the gavra lo chazi. Since he became tame over here, so he can't do Avodah. So now he no longer thinks about his hands being clean for the Avodah. Or do we say, since he can make himself tahar, so he's medaknik not to be metziar das? Well, tashma, bring you right from the following. Ki deish yadav raglav nitma'u madvilan ve'im tzarit mekadesh. And we just have that right. Just had it a minute ago. If it was Bekajet of Arago, and they became Tmeim, so you put them in a mikvah, but you don't require Kiddush. Because you have to take off the Tumah, obviously, because you're not allowed to be Arvid B'Tumah. But you don't have to worry about being Mekadosh. Wait a second. No. Nidmu Yada Blomi Barimah. We were talking about his hands being tummy. His hands being tummy, we never were asking that. For sure it's not a problem. Keeping me boiling, our whole problem was Nitma Kol Gufo. Since I was asking, what happens if the guy becomes tummy? Not about if the hands became tummy. You misunderstood my question. So if the guy becomes tummy, the calling himself is tummy, my question was that since now he's not Roy La Habeda until he goes to the mikvah, so then that says if I dance. Nah, come on. Nitma Kol Gufo. I mean, yeah. There for sure it says a chadash. He has to wait until the Arav Shemesh. It's not the yod, but even if we'll go to the mikvah.
Say it
touches nicer. There you go. Say it touches nicer. So nicer is the time is he had dying. And Rabban, it's not the time it called Gufa. The pigo is the time is he had dying. We have all the issues in the Marshamas from the time is he had dying. So now, you have to wait till the evening. So, I mean, so obviously it's best chadash. We thought the question is, that since it's up to him that to be re-metired as Yadayim, he's not Mesiyah Das, but if his whole body is tummy, he's going to have to wait now another 12 hours. But of course it's Ezra Das, no? No, my question is, could go and eat me some of the Shkia Sacham. It takes 5 minutes before Shkia. So now, if he wants to go to the mikvah right now, he goes to the mikvah. Does he need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim or not? That's our question. So keep telling him, give me Bailan in a case where it's Kigon Dikmi Samach Peshkiya Sakhama. Oh, I have to bring a riot from here, Tashma. Pora, I'll go to the Pora thing again. Rukhiya Rabbi Yosef HaMekad Pekli Sharas Pefnim V'yotze. Rabbi Yochanan Afilu B'chutz, Afilu B'kli Chol, Afilu B'mekida Shokheret. Now, the point is, you're forgetting that the man, the Kohen, who is Isaac in the Pora, they bedafka made him dummy. In order to be Moshe and Liban Shal Tzedukim. So he was made tame, and then he was put in a mikvah, and he remained a tzvul yom. And we wanted to prove to the tzedukah, but cross their face, put it in their face, that the doctor, tzvul yom, is kosher. Now, the problem is, that's all very nice, tzvul yom is kosher, but why is it being mekadesh yad v'raglav if he's going to become tame afterwards? If that passes to the kiddush yad v'raglav, so he's going to need to be re-mekadesh yad v'raglav anyways. So if that's the case, we make the Kohen Tamei anyway after the Kalashem Zeragla. The Tzlan Mitamino Yuakoina Sorepeta Pora, Umat Bilinoto. And we Badavka make him Tamei, and we Mato him again, and he becomes now a Tfuyon, the whole team in Liban Shotsuduki, to prove to the Tzedukim that they're wrong. They insisted, Shayomri, Urave Shemesh Haitamase, that a Korah Duma can only be done by someone who went through Harit Shemesh. Shmamina lo pasla batuma. You see, clearly, tuma doesn't pasla. Because otherwise, what's the point of doing a Gashadayim Raglayim? No, that's not a raya. Shine para, I don't think it's for yomba pasla. The para tuma doesn't affect. Because anyway, I mean, that's why we make him tummy. Because it's for yom is kosher for the avod of the para. So maybe, therefore, the tuma does not affect his yadayim. But maybe in places where the tuma affects the kohen, the tumah affects the yadayim. So where tfu yom is pasul, so then his yadayim will also become pasul. Wait a second. So then, but still, I mean, if you tell me now that tfu yom doesn't be pasul, and that's why we don't care if it's yadayim or tmeis, what's the point of doing the kiddush anyway then? If you tell me a normal kiddush would have become pasul, but since over here we're dealing with the parah, so we're going to go ahead and we're doing it, but what's the point? The kiddush doesn't help anyway. It's not going to fool anybody to think he gets a normal kiddush. Because in normal kiddush, you're saying maybe it would become possible the tumor. So why are we doing it then? So Yaki, Lomali, the Makadeh, as we said before, Ke'en Aveda Be'ina. In whatever respect we can make it similar to Aveda, we make it similar to Aveda. But in normal Aveda, maybe will be possible the tumor, this won't be. Very good, gentlemen. I urge you all to maintain your strict attendance and maintain the daf each day as it's supposed to be. V'ayoyim v'yoyimai. Especially the learning book, we have to be marked on v'ayoyim v'yoyimai. Over zmanai v'otol korbanai, you know, as it says. And I will be back to be zeichabez, as Hashem is about to learn with you, v'yushalayim yirat kedesh. In honor of Shivasa B'Tamuz, and I wish to let you know that I would like to do a siyum on the entire Seder, the Zikin, with the Yorsite of my father himself, which will be done on Shivasa B'Tamuz. We'll bab and mire together, then we'll have a brief siyum.
No siyum.
No, we'll have refreshment.
Suda,
what?
How many task ones are we doing this on?
No, on the Seder.
Shivasa
B'Tamuz is also Shivasa B'July this year. Yeah. All right. You said you take it to fly on the Tinus.